and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Friday Newsmaker brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 11th of March. It is 21 degrees on our way to 35 today, and we're very pleased to be joined via the KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning for our primetime newsmaker, Samuel Barrett of Logan Avenue School. Samuel is the music teacher, but he's also the point person, lead organizer for the 4th Annual Logan Avenue Lion Launch Disc Golf Tournament coming up soon. Samuel, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you?
Doing good, thanks, and thanks for taking some time to join us. Well, Logan Avenue Lion Launch, it looks like you will have a lot of stuff going on. So first, give us the when and where.
So we will be April 2nd. That's a few Saturdays away. We'll be at Peter Pan Park.
All right. And you have, I'll tell you what, registration costs and a lot of different divisions in play, it looks like.
Indeed. So this is hopefully a family-friendly. We want lots of families and kids to come out and play, first-time players to play in a tournament. And so if you are 12 and under, it'll be $15. Everybody else, it's $25. And then to encourage the family participation, we have a parent-child division, something you won't see in very many tournaments, and it's an adult and a 12 and under person who will throw the course and add their scores together at the end. And so one of those teams will be $40.
Fourth annual. So how have you seen the growth been in this, Samuel?
It has grown a lot, and then it came to a halt over COVID. And so we are very excited. This is our first one since 2019. In 2019, we had over 60 people come out to Hammond Park. And so then in 2020, we were making plans to bigger and better. We weren't able to do that event, but now 2 years later, we are thrilled to come back even stronger. So,
well, it was a really good event, and you had a lot of good things happening, so we're very excited to have the Lion Launch Logan Avenue Disc Golf Tournament back, Peter Pan Park, April the 2nd. And, well, first, how do we get registered if we want to participate?
Yeah, so registration is on a website called discgolfscene.com, and you can search Lion Launch on that. We also have a website, www.usd253.org/lion-launch. And if you go to that website, there will be a link to take you to the Disc Golf Scene website, but our event website has all the other information about it, also times and the divisions and the costs, and we've listed all of our sponsors. We've got tremendous community support this year for our event, and so check out that website.
All right. Again, Samuel Barrett, who is the lead organizer for the Logan Avenue Lion Launch Disc Golf Tournament, April 2, Peter Pan Park. And what about player packs for the participants, Samuel?
So we have 75 player packs available for the first 75 registrants, and a player pack is what you get when you sign up to play, in addition to getting to play. So we have a disc for each player. The adults will get an adult-friendly disc, and the kids will get a kid-friendly disc. We have little mini discs, and we have a bunch of other stuff. Buttons and stickers and maybe some coupons and lots of items for people just for coming out and supporting us.
Now, do you have a raffle going on out there?
We do. This year we're adding a raffle event. We're going to have some yard games and some autographed discs that from Team Dynamic Discs team sponsors, and so or professional players, I mean. And so tickets can be purchased at Logan Avenue or at the event. They'll be $5 a piece, or you can buy six of them for $25. And all of that money, again, is just to help benefit the students of Logan Avenue Elementary.
Yeah, I was going to ask specifically, Samuel, where do the proceeds go? Do you have anything specifically earmarked?
So the money from this fundraiser goes towards field trips. So this is our opportunity to get our kids out in the world and see some pretty cool things, museums or special activities that they wouldn't normally be able to do in a school day.
And I assume you did mention DD, Dynamic Discs. They are providing some support and help with this?
They're a major sponsor, and we are so thankful for all of their help. What a tremendous resource they've been for us over the years. They help us out with trophy discs, and they, of course, have provided created the discs for us for the player packs, and just their knowledge in running events. They run events all year, all over the country, and so they're some of the best events run, and they're helping us out with ours. So,
you know, I think they know what they're doing out there at Dynamic.
I think they do.
There's no doubt about that. So we mentioned Samuel Peter Pan Park, April 2nd. So logistically, time-wise, what are we looking at as far as registration, players meetings, things like that?
Sure. So at 8:30, we'll open our registration table. So if you have pre-registered on Disc Golf Scene, you can come and check in, and that'll all be all it takes that morning. We will accept walk-up registrations as long as there is room, and there will be $5 additional for registering the day of. But from 8:30 to 10 o'clock will be our registration table. We'll be running a clinic with some professional disc golfers there to help first-time players or give tips to experienced players. That clinic will start at 9 o'clock. At 9:45, everybody will gather for a short players meeting where we'll talk about the out-of-bounds rules and all the expectations of the event. So we're all on the same page, and then we'll tee off at 10 o'clock.
And trophies, prizes, top finishers?
True. So we've got trophies, top three places in each division, and then that's where our community support comes in. We've had tremendous support, lots of prizes from various merchants here in town, and we've got some gift cards, and we've got some merchandise, and some free food, and lots of things for the top three finishers in each division.
Speaking of food, you're going to have food and drink options available out there, Peter Pan Park?
Yeah, Jack's Snack Shack. That's a fun one to say. they will be there, parked out in the Peter Pan parking lot. So anybody that needs a little snack midway through the round, or families, like I said, a family-friendly event. We're hoping that that whoever comes to play, the rest of their family comes and just kind of hangs out with us and plays some yard games So Jack's will be providing snacks, and after the round, hopefully people will stick around and just kind of socialize and have a picnic lunch.
Fourth annual Logan Avenue School Lion Launch Disc Golf Tournament, a fundraiser for Logan Avenue School. And once again, Samuel, if people want more information, or more importantly, would like to get registered, how can they do that?
Visit our website, www.usd253.org/lion-launch.
DiscGolfScene.com, too, can get you registered, right?
Yeah, DiscGolfScene.com, and search for Lion Launch on there.
Samuel, great job this morning. Good luck with the event. Keep us posted.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
All right, have a good day. Samuel Barrett, who is a music teacher at Logan Avenue, but he is the lead organizer for the 4th Avenue Logan Avenue School Lion Launch Disc Golf Tournament, April 2nd, Peter Pan Park. Scott?
Okay, well, we have just a few openings here over the next couple weeks, so as you can tell, we're starting to warm up weather-wise, and that means more events coming, so if you have one, I would not wait to get a newsmaker scheduled. Obviously, not a lot of openings on our morning show. 620-342-1400 or KVOE at KVOE.com.
And Monday we'll be visiting with Flint Hills Optimist Club member Ken Hansen, talking about the Optimist Club's All-Star Classic coming up here in just a little over a week. So Ken will be with us on Monday morning. And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. It is 7:36. Stay tuned. Weekend weather next.
Hello, cattlemen. Mark your calendars for March 15th. The Hinkson Ranch will be hosting its annual bull and female sale at the ranch south of Cottonwood Falls. Over 100 big, stout, fall-born bulls, both Angus and Charolais, will be offered as well.